A group of Hotchkiss High School football players are in a circle, looking up to their coach for guidance.
What I saw in this photograph was a bond between a group of people who really epitomize a part of the life that I see here. The idea that a 1A football team could have that level of kinship and bond said something to me about the nature of the community that it existed in.
That is photographer Teo Stromer. His exhibit at the Blue Sage explores many facets of the community. It's a behind-the-scenes look at the work that people do and the beauty of the landscape. Farm interns, hunters, migrant workers, old-timers, and newcomers are all featured. I asked Teo what inspired him to focus on the valley in this way.
I see a lot of Colorado here. I see echoes of the place I grew up, which is the Front Range. I grew up in Lafayette, Colorado. And I see the issues and the politics and the people all reflect larger trends within the state. And at the same time, I think that the Valley has an identity that is very fiercely North Fork. And lots of the facets of that identity are really appealing to me. It's weird. You live in a weird place, but it's really wonderful and has character. And I mean, I guess to sort of say something cliched, it has a lot of heart and soul. And that is very attractive to me, to see a community with that identity that is growing right along with the rest of the state and is both wildly different from Denver, where I now live, and in a lot of ways strikingly similar. I think we see art made about the West that is only about the West that used to be. It's very nostalgic, or it's lamenting the death of the old West and things like that. I don't really see that here. I see elements of that. There are cowboys in the North Fork, for example. But the community is a lot richer and more complex, and to me that is a source of endless fascination.
Teo and I are now looking at a photo he took of an earthship being built on one of the mesas in the North Fork Valley.
An earthship, if you don't know what it is a building constructed mainly out of tires. It's a building built to conserve heat in the winter and keep cool in the summer. But I found it really fascinating, just the commitment that he needed in order to construct one of these things. I honestly think that crosses a number of boundaries in the valley, too. Plenty of people here came because they wanted to build their homes and their lives the way that they wanted to. The valley is uniquely conducive to that dream. And anybody who's been here has seen structures that run the gamut from incredibly well-designed, incredibly beautiful, looking like they're going to fall over at any moment, burn down. I'm fascinated by the fact that all of these buildings can exist here, and I really appreciate and respect the freedom that you have to do it. I think it's really a defining feature that people can build and live as they choose. That value is pervasive throughout so much of the North Fork.
A sheep drive in the North Fork is a sight to behold. Most of us have been stuck behind this procession on a mountain road at one time or another.
It's a lot of fun sometimes to be an outsider in the valley. And I guess what I hope for my photos is that maybe they make you recall the first time you saw something like this. Because it really was shocking for me. In some ways, the North Fork is about size and scale and how we fit into a landscape that is so much larger than 2,800 or so people. And well, it turns out you can pack an awful lot of sheep into that environment. And a few people do. And at least once a year, they come and go. And this was, without a doubt, one of the most enjoyable days that I have spent up here, was seeing them progress on down the mountain. And I'm really hoping to catch them next time, too. I actually want to see them go through town next time.
This is Allie Lightfoot for KVNF.